This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for us to begin another episode of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and I am a bona fide American family farmer. Grew up around cows, been around the farm all of my life. We all need each other. I've been underscoring that thought, the farm, the family, the food aspects of the conversations here. So I'm very pleased to be able to have the opportunity to share with you and folks that are listening to a few hundred radio stations, listen to the podcast, the American Family Farmer Show each week as we cover ground that hopefully will help you in your farming aspirations to hear other people and their success stories. It's all about success, right? It's all about moving ahead. I like to start each program with an item or two from the news desk. And the Food and Drug Administration has approved for food a new alteration to swine, a genomic alteration in domestic pigs that prevents them from producing a sugar that can cause allergic reactions in some people. This is scientific innovation, said the FDA, but what really bothers me is this was started and nobody seems to want to focus on this. You hear me all the time talking about the Chinese because they've taken over Smithfield and they're bringing all of the good pig products to China. So this alteration apparently was their idea. The so-called gal-safe pigs intended to eliminate alpha-gal sugar. People with alpha-gal syndrome may have mild to severe allergic reactions to the sugar. Red meat allergy, it's more commonly referred to as that. But in an effort, and I suppose on the surface people can say, well, this is good because more people will eat poultry, more people will eat red meat, more people will eat pork. But the fact that the idea was triggered by the Chinese, apparently it comes from, they traced it back to some tick. We've got so much stuff around us here. There are a lot of people that live in the southeastern part of our country that are susceptible to this. And until now, only genetically modified animals approved by the FDA for human consumption could follow this path. So now this has been approved for human consumption, and I wonder where we go next. Remember Dolly the sheep? Remember her? This is sort of a spin-off from that, the world's first cloned animal. This is going to be a cloned pig. And the genetic modification in the pig makes it more usable as a source of protein. And they're also going to be able to use it for medical products, research, that sort of thing. They actually use some of this stuff in a blood thinning drug called heparin. I don't know if you're on that or not. I've just become aware of blood thinning drugs because I had a TIA a couple of months ago, and now I'm on all these things. Never been on meds in my life. I didn't know that it was from that some of the stuff was sourced from pigs. Anyway, the FDA has determined that meat from pigs is safe for the general population to eat. That is this new alteration that doesn't harm pigs. And so you might say, well, so what's the big deal? This is good. More people will eat pork. I don't know that I have a problem with that. I just have a problem with the Chinese being so much a part of our pork industry. I just do. I have a real, I got a problem with them. Especially this has nothing to do with farmers necessarily, but the news this week that the Chinese are listening into your phone conversations through a network of phone systems in the Caribbean. And that's the latest, but they're listening to do, they want to, they've made it no secret. They want to dominate the world by 2025. Some people say they might have a shot at it by 2028. Where does that leave you? Where does that leave the American family farmer? Where does that leave our food production? Are we going to be eating Chinese food? I mean, that may sound like a stupid question, but at the rate they're buying up, they're buying into the chicken producers in our country. They're just there everywhere in terms of agriculture. I really think we need to have that on top of mind, frankly. This has been the season for Christmas trees. And the Christmas tree sales this year have been quite good. I'm noticing in several different sources I use for news that this, I don't guess that I think of it so much as a farming, but it is. It's a farming endeavor. I know there are Christmas tree farms all around where we are. People come in, they cut the trees and they take them and they love the experience. It's kind of cool. I was looking at the story of one particular Christmas tree farm in my area and how important it is, the commitment that people who, you know, it takes a long time to grow a tree. Sometimes it takes 25 years. Sometimes it takes 30 years, 40 years. You know, it depends on how big the tree gets. So these people that own a tree farm, they have been growing trees as a sideline for a long time. And this guy said to his wife, you know, we got 25 good years left. What would you like to do with the rest of your life? And she said, Christmas trees don't get out of the pasture. And nobody calls you at 2 o'clock in the morning to chase the cows or the horses. They always says, the trees are out, the trees are out. And if you want to go to a wedding, nobody says you have to milk the cows or you got to bale the hay. So why don't we grow Christmas trees? And that's what they did. They had a dairy farm, and they don't have to do anything. They did everything for the cows. They don't have to do anything for the Christmas trees. And so in the fall, they take care of they travel in the winter. They take care of the trees in the spring. They mow hay and do that sort of thing on their farm. And then they have a fall harvest of Christmas trees. They don't have to worry about the corn. They don't have to worry about much of anything. So I thought it was an interesting suggestion, and that's why I passed along, because you know I'm here to help and to give you suggestions as to how people kind of are planning ahead, what they're going to do with the farm. If you're older, maybe growing Christmas trees is what you do. You commit yourself to it. But it's a long-term commitment. There's no question about that. You got to plan for the long term. But this year, the Christmas tree business has been very good. I think the average price was $35, $40 for a tree. There were some I saw around for $25, $30. I saw some for $80, $90. And it's a big business around here. In Massachusetts, I think it's a $14, $15 million industry. And I understand that there were about 300,000 trees that were harvested here. So maybe that, again, if you're thinking about something to do that will help you as you go forward in planning and producing something that still will give you a good income, maybe that's it. All right, so there is my suggestion on Christmas trees. In a moment, we're going to turn our attention to agritourism. I think we need to talk a lot about agritourism, very important stuff. In the meantime, let me help you clean up your life, clean up your act. There's a new product on the market called Navage. It's a nasal care system, N-A-V-A-G-E, I want to tell you about, for about 60 seconds. It allows you to clean your nose, get all of the things that are in there, the germs, the allergens, you know, all the stuff that causes congestion. I certainly have plenty of it at this time of year. I have it in the spring as well. You do too. I'm allergic to a lot of the ragweed, the pollen, the things that are on the farm. And this will really address that problem and clean you right out. Bacteria, pollen, pollution, and worse. Cold and flu season, clean your nose. Most of the bad things come into your, certainly the COVID comes through your eyes and your nose. So if you want to keep your nose clean, go to Navage.com and order the product. Try it out. It's guaranteed to work. It's all natural. That's the thing I love about it. And it works. Navage.com. Keep your nose clean with Navage at Navage.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Roger Johnson is here with us. Roger has been the president for 11-plus years. The National Farmers Union brought it to its status today. So we're talking about the president's State of the Union, and you want to spend a couple more minutes talking about that before we go on to other things, Roger?
If there's something that I will say that I appreciate that this administration has done, it is their focus on the stress in agriculture, the mental health concerns, the opioid abuse. This is an area where I actually partnered with the president of the American Farm Bureau, and we did joint outreach to try and elevate this issue and let folks know that the stigma that's associated with these kinds of problems, we just need to get over it. We need to deal with these problems as medical problems the way they, you know. The interesting thing about agriculture is I grew up farming where if the neighbor broke a leg or had a heart attack or if someone died, the whole neighborhood got together and helped them.
Yep.
But if somebody's got a mental health issue or drug issue, it's like, you know, they're ostracized. There's a stigma associated with that, and we need to get over it. But I think their ag policies have been very misguided. You had mentioned earlier about the MFP payments, the Market Facilitation Program payments.
Outrageous where that money's going.
You know, they threw away any pretense at payment limitations, and, you know, the biggest payments went to the millionaires.
Well, they're not even farmers.
Wrong.
They own pieces of hedge funds, or who's kidding who here?
Yeah, and it was a lot of money that they spent.
Yes.
On that program. It could have been spent so much more wisely had it been focused more on average-sized farmers and small farmers that are struggling and, you know, pay attention to the rural community instead of just the biggest money folks. And so that was a criticism that we had and we continue to have in how they run that program.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you do deserve credit for this farm stress program that was basically started at Michigan State University, if I remember. The Department of Agriculture involved in it to a point. I want to talk to you about the things going on. I'm getting a lot of notices from the government all of a sudden, national focus on things that you can do for the farmer that I haven't gotten before. But I want you to know, my check from the federal government was $89. How about you?
Good for you. You're in double digits, you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer with Roger Johnson.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to the farm.
Roger Johnson is here. He's the president at the moment of the National Farmers Union, not for long. One of the things, if you go to the website, you can see all kinds of things that I talk about. You know, I do my Monday through Friday program, Roger, the DJV show, which is a general interest morning program that's heard around the country on about 400 stations. And I spend a lot of time there. Everybody knows I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, everybody knows that that's where my interest is. And so when we come upon the practical concerns that you and I are talking about, it's not just about farmers, but it affects everybody. Our food supply is in dangerous jeopardy. And people don't seem to realize, we talk about dairy farmers and what's going on there, but in the EPA says that there's nothing wrong with Roundup, but what the hell are these people smoking?
Yeah, you know, as a general farm organization, we represent all kinds of farmers, but we focus on family farmers, and we focus a lot on rural communities. And when you focus on rural communities, one of the things that you really come to appreciate is that a rural community is so much healthier, so much stronger, so much more economically vibrant if you've got 50 small farmers around it, as opposed to one or two giant farmers around it. I mean, they just wither up and they blow away if you don't have active family farmers around these rural communities. And so, we've always sort of stepped back and taken a broad look at our responsibility, and we've always taken a strong look at responding to consumer demand. And so, to your point, consumers more and more today are demanding to know more and more about where their food was produced, how it was produced, who produced it, and we need to be increasingly sensitive to that. So all of that is to say that there's all kinds of farmers, but they are going to be increasingly, I believe, held accountable for how they perform, because a lot of this high-tech stuff that is sort of permeating our systems is getting us to the point where you can track things down to very minute levels, and you're not going to be able to hide that. So I think all of us in agriculture have got to be increasingly transparent and above board about how we do things, how we raise our critters or our plants, what we do with them, how we treat them, and how we turn them into food. And the more transparent we are about that, and the more connected to the consumer we are about that, I think the better off we all are going to be.
You know, it's pretty interesting to see. You're talking about technology. I was reading an article the other day about how there are new drones that are being used instead of bees to pollinate various. I don't know how they do that, but that is that's part of the technology. And does that come with some of the younger farmers having more education? Do you think that's part of this?
I suppose it is. You know, my personal view is I think we're a whole lot better off having a lot of bees around, but I guess that's a different question, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, the world's going to continue to change, and we need to be smart about how we deal with that change and open about how we behave in that changing world.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you when we continue in the next half hour about this these trade. You mentioned that at the beginning, the trade deals and how they're affecting all of us, our food supply, the farmers, et cetera, et cetera. Roger Johnson here from the National Farmers Union. He's the president, but retiring very soon. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons include longtime advisor Roger Stone and former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Stone previously had his sentence for lying to investigators and witness tampering commuted. He tells Fox News that he was charged by the Mueller investigation strictly because he would not lie about President Trump.
In July of 2019, the Mueller prosecutor, specifically Jeannie Rhee, approached my attorneys just before the release of the Mueller report, seeking my cooperation, essentially in return for some unspecified leniency in sentencing. In other words, they wanted me to lie. They wanted me to bear false witness against the president, and I refused to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One Oregon mayor is pushing back against the coronavirus restrictions coming from that state's governor. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The mayor of Sandy, Oregon, Stan Pulliam on Fox, is fighting back at Oregon Governor Kate Brown's lockdown measures.
I stress the importance of her actions and the drastic effects it's had on our local Main Street community. There's desperation. These folks are fighting for their lives and their livelihood.
Mayor Pulliam says he understands the governor's position, but she's doing it wrong.
Well, her response was that she was worried about the spread of COVID. These restaurants, they're opening, and they're opening in back rooms. Speakeasy style right now, very little guidance. So it's very important right now that she recognizes that. She works with our local Main Street business owners so that we can put proper guidance in place so that people are actually opening.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And AAA says a lot fewer people will be traveling for the holidays because of the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying that 96% of those who decide to travel will be going by car.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Roger Johnson is here with us. Roger has been the president for 11 plus years. The National Farmers Union brought it to its status today. Go to nationalfarmersunion.org. The fair trade discussion that we started with at the top of the hour, we just mentioned it. And we talked about a couple of other countries that are getting involved. I may or may not remember what we've talked about because I have these same conversations on my morning program. And I forget whether I talked about the trade more extensively, what's happened in South America with you and or with them. I think we've talked about it in both circumstances. But it does tell you, you were talking about it with regard to the Chinese. They bought up Stony, what is it not? It's Stone Hill. What's the name of that pork producer? The biggest Stony Field? Stone?
Yeah.
I remember it either. It's the biggest producer pork producer.
Smithfield is what you're talking about.
Right. They bought up Bumblebee when they went bankrupt. They had a tuna outfit. And now they're nosing around supposedly trying to make deals with Purdue and Tyson, the largest chicken outfits in our country and in the world. So is there some stop to this? Does there need to be? What can they do to kind of screw up our agriculture? Because we all know they want to screw things up here so that they can be the world big guys.
Yeah. You know, I would step back and reflect on the rationale that the Trump administration laid out for taking on China. And I think the rationale was strong. It was overwhelming.
Yep.
I mean, the Chinese, they have cheated. They've stolen intellectual property. They've misbehaved. They've agreed to do things repeatedly and then just failed
lie,
to do them. And they have a, and what the administration was fundamentally wanting China to do was to change their way of doing business and how their government intersects with business, because their business is intimately interconnected with their government. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like one and the same. State-owned enterprises, they're dominated by the Communist Party and by the government. That's not a market economy. And so he was saying that needs to change. And I absolutely agree with that. The problem with how he prosecuted the Chinese deal is he first went on the warpath and offended every one of our friends. I mean, he picked fights with Justin Trudeau in Canada. He picked fights with the president of Mexico, the Europeans, the Japanese. I mean, he insulted everybody around the world. He pulled back from NATO, you know, our premier sort of defense umbrella of partners and allies. And along the way, he sort of ruined the ability to get the rest of our allies to take on China. This is a big deal. You don't take on China all by yourself and expect that they're going to change. And I think the phase one deal with China is proof positive of what I just said. I mean, yeah, they agreed to a whole bunch of stuff. You know what, Doug, in the last 2 years since we picked this fight with China, there have been innumerable deals that have been agreed to and fallen apart.
Yep.
So I don't have any faith that this phase one deal is going to be any different than the deal before it, or the one before that, or the one before that, or the one before that. Mm-hmm. And so they can agree to buy a whole bunch of stuff, but they didn't agree to change any of their fundamental behavior, which was the whole reason we got into this to begin with.
So how do you view then the trade deal with Canada and Mexico, so-called USMCA?
Yeah, you know, we have tended to be very skeptical about free trade agreements for a long time. We opposed NAFTA when it originally came out. Yep. But on USMCA, we endorsed it reluctantly, and only after the House Democrats forced the Trump administration to make some major changes. And the changes were dominantly around labor standards and about medical expenses. The pharmaceutical companies had negotiated their way into some sweetheart deal in the original version of USMCA, whereby the governments of Canada and Mexico had agreed that they were going to give monopoly power to all new biological health treatments agents for 10 years. Monopoly power, which would have increased drug prices on all the newest, you know, kinds of drugs for everybody. So we demanded that that be pulled out of there. They ended up taking it out. They ended up strengthening the labor standards. Unfortunately, they didn't do anything with country of origin labeling, which we'd also asked them to do. You know, we think consumers ought to know where their meat comes from. They want to know. Farmers and ranchers want to tell them. And we have laws in this country that prevent that from happening. And or more to the point, allow the big meat packers to pretend as though imported product is U.S. product. And that needs to be changed. We ended up with USMCA was better than what we had with NAFTA.
Before.
Not by a huge deal. I mean, this, you know, the economic analysis of USMCA that you hear touted as the best agreement in the history of the universe or whatever it is, that's pretty modest. I think it's 0.3%. GDP increase. I mean, very, very tiny. The new jobs that are supposed to be created under USMCA 6 years after implementation will total what we typically increase in a month's time in the U.S. economy. So, you know, let's not overstate the benefit or the value of it. It's a modest improvement. There are some downsides. I mean, we have always, in Farmers Union, have always supported some sort of supply management in agriculture. We think it's crazy that, you take the case of dairy, well, we've got too much production on the market. Yep. And we're killing these small dairy farmers because of that surplus production. Canada has a supply management system where they have incentives for dairy farmers to cut back on production when they've got too much in the market. Mm-hmm. We pried some of that open and weakened their system. And, you know, while we got more access, that more access is going to be very modest for our dairy industry. It's likely going to be rather harmful for the Canadian dairy industry.
The final few moments with Roger Johnson straight ahead on this week's American Family Farmer. You know, we've all eaten a little more than we probably should, especially this time of year. We're eating because of COVID. I guess we just have started to not think about our weight management. We've just time for you to think about, you know, maybe continuing to eat the stuff you like, but maybe you'll want to work on taking off some of those pounds. And the natural way to do it, without any stimulants, no gluten, it's free of everything that's unnatural and has nothing but natural collagen protein and digestive enzymes in just the right formula. So you will aid yourself in the repair, rebuilding of your body, losing the weight, keeping it off. That's what the program is all about. You can go online to toploss.com. That's what I suggest everybody go to the website, because you can look around, see what you're actually getting. I certainly can 60 seconds tell you all of the ups and downs about losing weight naturally, which you can certainly learn. This company's been in business for decades. They have the healthy way, the right way to lose weight, and special bargains right now at the end of the year. When you buy one, you get another one free. Buy three, you get six, etc. So let's get on the horn. I keep the program going even though I've lost the weight. I like what it does for my body, because it's not just a weight loss product. That's the bottom line. Calitrin at toploss.com. You'll find yourself feeling much better about you as the new year begins. Calitrin, the best natural weight loss formula in the world. Get it at toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code for the deals, the discount, and no shipping. That's DJV code at toploss.com. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Roger Johnson is here with us. One of the things that's unique about the Farmers Union here is that you vote on, the membership will vote on the president, right?
Yep. Our process involves the delegates being elected in proportion to where their membership is scattered around the country. They elect the president and the national vice president to two-year terms. In my case, the reason it's 11 years is because I started in the middle of a term. The former president, Tom Bias, had left in the middle of a term. So I came in and had a one-year term. And
wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're going to get a big government job after you leave here. I know somebody
I have been delighted with this job. Farmers Union is a wonderful organization. I grew up in this organization. North Dakota is my home state. It's the dominant farm organization in North Dakota. It's larger than Farm Bureau.
Yeah.
That's not the case in most of the country. And I spent my whole life in Farmers Union. It's the reason that I was elected as the state agriculture commissioner and served in that capacity for a dozen years. And so, I really believe in this organization and the things it fights for family farmers.
You've got credibility. You bring that. People pay attention to you. The agricultural industry is like the rest of the country in a sense, and one of the reasons I want to do this program is because I want the public to be aware of what's going on with the food supply. They're continuing to be further and further away from it, but the industry and the media companies that offer a lot of they think it's variety, but it really isn't. I don't think there's much out there, and I don't say this to pat myself on the back, but the interests in terms of the media, the news media, this isn't really a news program. It's a program aimed at the family. But, the media has become overrun with influence from Big Ag because they spend all their money advertising.
Sure.
And the public should know that.
Yeah.
That's what controls the editorial content is from the Big Ag producers.
Yeah.
One
of the things that I often say about Farmers Union is that in our DNA is our belief in competitive markets and our fight against economic concentration in these huge concentrated industries, like the meatpacking industry being one of them, where you have 85% of the beef that is slaughtered in this country is handled by four.
That's the same with milk.
It's
the same thing in the milk.
Same thing with milk. It's the same thing with pork. It's the same thing with chicken. It's the same way that our grains are dominantly sourced. And so when we were organized back in 1902, we were organized to bring competition into the marketplace, both on the supply side and the marketing side. And we organized a lot of farmer-owned cooperatives in order to bring competition into this space. We continue to be strong supporters of the cooperative business model for that very reason, and to make sure that if there are excessive profits that are earned, they're returned to the members of the co-op instead of
the co-op. I love co-ops. I belong to tons of them. Right.
Yeah.
So let's, in the few minutes that remain, as you look back, we got a minute. As you look back, what are you most proud of? What's the best thing that's happened under your leadership?
There were a lot of changes that came here, but from the public policy standpoint, I think that I have at least maintained, if not enhanced, the reputation of National Farmers Union as a voice for family farm agriculture, and that's something that's really important, and I'm very proud of it. It's happened because we've hired great staff, and we've worked with our state associations, and you just do everything you can to empower your members because they're the ones that are in charge.
Yeah, for sure. Roger Johnson here. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com every week. A different focus, no matter what time of year it is. Try to keep it topical and focused on our relationship with food and the family. It's all about the farm and nature. I think that nature really needs us as much as we need it. I was thinking about this the past couple of years. I certainly have accelerated the pace of land protection, working to protect my farm and the land that I use, about 800 acres. And what is it they say? Mother Nature isn't making any more land, and a lot of it's being eaten up by developers. So we got to get a lot done here. Hopefully in this next year, COVID will be gone, and we can get back to really thinking about our farms and the questions we have for ourselves, like should we stay the course and stay on the farm? Should we hunker down? I think that's a question that I hope we address here positively, giving you ideas on what you can do, people coming to your property to find calm in the storm. What better way than to talk to the animals or go pick some fruit or some vegetables and see the beauty that remains on the farm, because there is so much beauty in the world. To rethink your relationship with animals and things that you can see in nature. Take a walk on the farm. Nature is so important, so good for us, so good for you. So hopefully, again, considering that you can choose how you want to spend your money, go spend some money on the farm. Have some fun walking around with a little tourism or take a ride around the farm if they offer tours. But when you do that, you understand how much we need nature. We're reminded that nature also needs us. We must protect it as we can, protect the lives that are being, you know, the animals, protecting the calves and the sheep and all of the animals that are on all of our farms, chickens, if you will. A lot of the free-range chickens are being, in my neck of the woods, threatened by the damn coyotes. You know, we got that to deal with. There's more and more, because we have more and more development. One of the side effects of that is the coyotes and other woodchucks, things like that. The geese are being pushed into less and less land, so they're more of a problem. I've noticed that a lot of people have filed complaints. You know, they think the cities and towns know how to deal with this. What does a Board of Health in a city know about farming, period? And what does some of them, even the police have dog officers, or what do they know about animals in general? I get a laugh out of the guy who comes to supposedly inspect my farm every year because it's the law. He doesn't know the first thing about cows. Nothing. But he gives, okay, yeah, it looks like everything's clean here. Check you off. See you next year. That's it. So it's that kind of thing that drives me kind of bananas. It really kind of does. And I'm also wondering out loud about the incoming Biden administration, whether they're going to take a stand against corporate control of agriculture and our food markets. There are a lot of these economic fairness groups and family farm groups and programs like this, advocates that are calling for legal action to challenge corporate monopolies this coming year. Can the new former Ag Secretary Vilsack, can he do that? There are a lot of, you know, I'm pretty skeptical about him. He's not, as I've said many times, not as bad as Sonny Perdue, but his track record is not promising when it comes to prioritizing free markets, fair markets, and the family farm. It just isn't. You look back 20, 30, 40 years, and there hasn't really been any addressing of the corporate consolidation in our food system. And it is to the detriment of you, the consumer, and us as American family farmers to get screwed around by these federal programs, the farm bills, all of that stuff. The steps between farmers and consumers is dominated by just a handful of corporations, so the food supply chain is less resilient. You get the same stuff everywhere, and you saw what happened during the pandemic. Holds like you wouldn't believe in meat, groceries in general, and they've all had COVID problems, so they've reduced their processing capacity. Where is the encouragement for the family farmer? That's what you need to be talking to your congressman, to people, anybody who will listen to this. The concentration, especially in the meat packing industry and the pork packing industry with the Chinese, a real problem. How are they going to deal with it? Keep them on their toes. Keep sending notes to your congressman and to people in charge. That's my recommendation as we start 2021. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. It's our return.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.